Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Brother
Dan. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I'm trusting the Lord that the Holy Ghost will write something on the tablets of your heart. Amen. Something supernatural. If I say supernatural, say it again. One more time. See, we call this the Bible, and it is, but actually you're the Bible. You're a walking epistle. Now, some of y'all are just pistols. No, you're a walking epistle. God's going to do some supernatural things inside of you tonight. Shut your hand toward the platform. Father, we ask for divine inspiration. Words that will carry life and victory, success and prosperity. Words, Lord, that come from your heart, filled with faith. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so, Father, we thank you. We draw upon your spirit tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. And amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for coming. We're going to get right into the word of God tonight. The word of God is the final authority. Don't mean what you think or what they say or this denomination says. Everybody has their opinion, and everybody's right in their own eyes. And if you don't believe like I do, repent. God will forgive you. When God created the physical realm, he didn't create it for himself per se. He created it for man to rule. Romans 5:17 said we should reign in life. Reign in life like a king. Now, sad to say, most Christians are not reigning in life. Life is reigning on them. Amen. But it ought not be so. You've heard the phraseology, King of Kings. Well, if he big king, who little king? We don't sometimes take what God gave us as we should. When God told Adam to have dominion, to subdue, and to rule the earth, one of his first assignments was to name the animals. Could God have named them? Sure. He gets more pleasure in seeing his children do it. And so when Adam said giraffe, he put in that giraffe what makes a giraffe. When he said elephant, he created a being that loves peanuts. Work with me, people. You put in the word, that's how God created the universe. God, from his heart, spoke with his mouth and said, light be, and it created everything you see today. We're made in his image, we're made in his likeness. I'm going to say some things tonight that may shock some of you. Some of y'all could use some shock therapy. But it's amazing the spectrum of humanity. One side of man can be no better than an animal. A person's not born again, dominated by his flesh, let the devil rule him, can kill with no remorse. Amen. Like an animal. On the other side, here you are, spirit-filled, born of God, spirit-led, you're akin and equal and heir of God. You choose where you want to live on that spectrum. Somebody say amen. We preached last night the speaking side of faith, or faith, that the spirit of faith. We summed it up with Psalm 91. He's my, I will say of the Lord. What's I will say? I will say of the Lord, he's my rock, my sword, my shield. He said 1,000 will fall one side, but 10,000 the other side, but he won't come nigh me. When you talk like that, you sound arrogant. But the Bible tells us to talk that way. He said, no plague coming nigh my dwelling. How many times do you hear people talking about, oh, you liable to catch the flu, you liable to get sick, you liable to lose this, liable to lose your job. That's doubt talking. So if they can talk doubt and negative, why can't we talk positive? I say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It doesn't matter what the devil's doing. Doesn't matter. No weapon he comes in going to touch me. 1 John 5:20 says this. He said, he that's born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one touches him not. Your assignment is to keep yourself so the devil can't get to you. Huh? I'm going to say a lot of things you need to hear. Isaiah 45:11, it takes some guts to say that, said, concerning my sons and concerning the works of my hands, command ye me. Command ye me. In Mark the 16th chapter, you'll find the Great Commission going to all the world, and there's five they's there. Five of them. They shall speak with new tongue. Didn't say God would. They shall cast out devil. Didn't say God would. They shall lay hands. Didn't say God would. Huh? People are leaving up to God what he's left up to them. He told Adam to name the animal. What if Adam hadn't? What if he back said, oh, I'm just a worm. I'm so no good. I'm so no count. To take God at his word. Open your Bible to the eighth chapter, please. Psalms, the eighth chapter. We're gonna find out some do's and don'ts. Some do's and don'ts. What you don't want to do is to give the devil any place. You give the devil place, Ephesians 3:27, by corrupt communication coming out your mouth. Nobody on purpose intends to give the devil ammunition, but they do it through corrupt communication. So I say amen. Bible says, plain in the book of Matthew, don't cast that's holy before the dogs. Don't cast your pearl before swine. They'll rear up and render you. I'm gonna say this with all integrity. God has power, but he has no authority in the earth. Now, if people like the security blanket of God's in control, that sounds wonderful, doesn't it? But he's not. If he's control, then you're just a robot. Are you listening to me? Now, he is in charge. He will eventually get what he's believing for. But he's not in control of everybody here and all the wars and all the problems and all the car wrecks. And he's not in control of that. Are you listening to me? And so here in the Psalms, the 8th chapter, verse 1. Can you put that on the screen for me, please? Psalms 8:1. A psalm of David. O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Next verse, please. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength and praise because of thine enemy, that thou might steal the enemy. Jesus, quoting this in his ministry, he said, out of the mouth of babes, praise stops the devil. Praise stops the devil. Corinthians says, murmuring and complaining allows the destroyer to come and destroy. You ought to break yourself from griping. Break yourself from murmuring. Break yourself from complaining. Somebody say amen. Without realizing it, you're giving the devil ammunition. God has no authority here. It's illegal for God to do anything in the earth without using a man. That's the reason he had to get Abraham to offer his son. That gave him the right to offer his son. It's amazing in the Bible, Jesus often called himself Son of Man. Son of Man. Son of Man. The devils called him Son of the Most High God. He called himself Son of Man. The devil called him Son of the Most High God. Religious people called him Son of the Devil. Three names. He called himself Son of Man. The devil called him Son of God. Religious people called him Son of Devil. I believe I'm going to take him. I believe he called himself the Son of Man. You know why? You have to have a physical body in this earth to have authority. Sinners have authority. Sinners have authority. They don't have no spiritual authority. But they have authority because they have a physical body. They can build skyscrapers, fly airplanes, huh? Spiritual authority comes when you get born again. Then you have power to cast out devils they don't have. Behold, I give you power, Luke 10:19, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall any means hurt you. Somebody say amen. So in the new verse, now that you're born again, you have power over the devil. So he has no authority. Yet he, through trickery and slander, remember in Ephesians it said, he said resist the devil? It didn't say resist his power, it said resist his wiles, his tricks. So all of his arsenal is to put pressure on you to try to get you to do something that he can't do, that gives him the right to do it. He tricked Eve into making a choice. If she hadn't chose, we'd still be in the garden. Work with me, people. And so I want you to see something here. Next verse, please. When I consider the heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon, the stars, which thou hast ordained. Next verse, please. What is man? Now, here the angels are talking. What is man? That you're so, son of it, that you're so mindful of him and that you visit him. What kind of creation is this? They had never seen a creation like man. God created man in his own image, in his own likeness. Actually, we're a chip off the old block. Adam got the title God of this earth, or God of this world. When he bowed his knee and committed treason, Satan got that title. Now he's the God of this world system. Yet still he has no authority until he gets someone to yield to him. Let's find someone who's just real goofy. I mean, just real goofy. You probably got some distant relatives that way. You're just real goofy. Can God save them in spite of themselves? No. If they don't bow their knee and humble themselves and call on him and show him respect, God has all kinds of power, but he has no right to save them. He has no right to heal somebody who don't want it. He has no right to bless it. Come on, somebody. And so he has to wait to use your authority, and the devil has to use your authority, because neither one of them at this time has any authority in the earth. When Adam lost his authority, the second Adam, Jesus, came to get it back. And the first thing he did after he rose from the dead, he said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. Therefore you go. He turned right back around and gave it to the church. Mankind lost it. He got it back. Give it to us. And we've been waiting on God to do something while he's waiting on us. He don't cast out devils. He doesn't. You do with his help. He don't heal the sick. You do with his help. Somebody say amen. He can't go save anybody until somebody travails and births them. It's a lot better preaching than you are saying, amen. He said here, what kind of creature is this that you think so much of him, even go visit him? Next verse, please. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angel. The word angel there is Elohim. It actually said he made him a little lower than the Godhead. You're made just a little lower than the Godhead. Now, I'm going to shock some of y'all. Some of y'all, you know, try to impress God by degrading yourself. I'm so no good. I'm so unworthy. I'm just a worm. Well, listen up, wormy. Jesus will deworm you. You was unworthy. But now that you're born again, the Bible said if you join to a harlot, you're one flesh. But if you join to the Lord, you are one spirit. My spirit and his spirit is one. We're all actually unified because we're all in the same body, made to drink of the same water, of the same spirit. Actually, we're closer than physical family. Amen. And so we need to recognize, I'm preaching on authority tonight, to take your authority that God intended you to take and for you to stand up and you bind the devil. Quit bothering him about the devil. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, get the devil. Oh, God, get the devil. He's already dealt with the devil. Now he wants you to. Huh? Most Christians, bless their heart, if I had a bar of soap, I'd stick it in their mouth. They start talking. They talk how big the devil is, how powerful the devil is. If he had any power, he'd have stopped you before you got born again. Huh? All the devils in hell, when you made up your mind and you decided to go up and receive Christ as your personal Savior, all of them had to step back and watch you go get saved. All of hell couldn't stop you. Brother, when earth moves with man's authority, he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail. So you ought to walk around. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You ought to walk around and say, hey, if God be for me, who can be against me? Oh, I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things. Instead of saying, we can't afford, you ought to get that out of your vocabulary. If you don't have the money at that time, just say right now, I choose not to buy it. Get out of your vocabulary, I can't afford. Actually, if you want to know the truth, when the prodigal son came home, it reminds me of a lot of Christians. The one that stayed home from the prodigal son's brother, he said, well, you wouldn't even kill me a skinny goat. And the father said, stupid, stupid boy. That's the Begley translation. He said, all that I have is thine. It was his thinking that kept him from taking part of what the father had made available. It's people's thinking. They think wrong. It caused you to believe wrong. Well, let's get rid of religiosity and just start believing God. And brother, whatever he says is final authority. Somebody say amen, I'm about to blow up. So we're made just a little lower than Elohim. Just a little lower. This is faith talking. Jesus said, me and my Father are one. They said, nobody ever talked with authority like that guy. Nobody ever preached like that guy with authority. He said, have you not read the scriptures? In the book of Psalms, it says, ye are God's little g. That just means you're in the God class. You're in the God class. I said, you're in the God class. I don't mean you're deity. But if you're born again, you're hooked up to deity. Amen. So you're in the God class. What's happening in the God class? Say it again. One more time. Now here's a shocker. Satan is not. He's a fallen, dead angel. Has no revelation knowledge. He stirred up all the people around Jerusalem and they killed the wrong baby. He don't know until you tell him. He don't know. I said, he don't know. And the Bible says in Isaiah, when time has come to an end, we'll look over the banister and say, you mean to tell me this is the little sawed-off midget worm? This guy shook the nation? This guy? So why did God, if God is God, how come he had to come down here and be a man? Because once he gave authority to mankind, he can't take it back. If you don't learn how to rightly divide scripture, it sounds contradictory. For example, in Psalms 24:1, it says, the earth is the Lord's, everybody on it, and the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord's. Well, but Psalm 115 says, heaven, even the heavens is the Lord's, and the earth has been given to the children of men. How could both be right? How could God own the earth, yet give it to men? Well, Mark chapter 12 tells us. He said he let it out to husbandmen. He leased it out to man. Man has a lease on this earth. And the devil knows it. The devil knows his time is short. His what? His time is, I can tell you the day the lease runs out. The day of the rapture. The day of the rapture, boy, I'm telling you, you better gird your loins, devil. Yeah. Huh? God's going to slap pedophiles? Come on, somebody. The devil came to Jesus, called him, I know who you are. You are the Son of the Most High God. Jesus called himself Son of Man. Now, he was the Son of God, but identified with humanity, or else he had no authority. He didn't do anything on the earth as God. He did as a man baptized in the Holy Ghost. Well, if that's true, if Jesus as a man baptized in the Holy Ghost and told us we can do greater things, that grants us great possibilities. I want to shock you. You ready for some shock therapy? You've probably already done greater things. How could I do greater things? In Jesus' ministry, he never got anybody born again. He never got anybody baptized in the Holy Ghost. He turned over to Adam to do it. Us. Come on, somebody. He didn't want to get them saved. He didn't want to get them healed, per se. And after he rose the dead, he never laid hands on anybody. As he rose the dead, he didn't heal nobody. He turned over to the church, said, now you go into all the world and preach, make disciples, cast out devils. He delegated the authority to us, but most people's praying, listen to it when you pray, is God do this, and God do this, and God do this, and God do this. In actuality, God's already done that. There's nothing he has to do to save anybody. He don't have to go back to the cross. He has to do to heal anybody. He don't have to be strapped again. You just got to believe he's already done it. I shock people, but all the epistles are written in past tense. Hath blessed us. Were healed. Hath delivered us. Hath. Come on, somebody. As far as God's concerned, he's turned over to us to use our authority to make it ours. Grace provides it, but faith possesses it. You can see a victory in the Old Testament. He gave them the promised land. They still had to go kick giants. They still had to make it theirs. Everything God has belongs to you. But if you talk like, you talk, oh, you know them Democrats. Oh, you know the Republicans. If you talk the problem, huh? If God be for us, who can be against us? Huh? Amen. He told us to keep ourselves and the wicked one can't touch us. He told us the shield of faith would quench all the fiery darts. He told us to resist Satan with our faith. He told us to quit lying, quit stealing, quit being bitter, malice. He wrote that to the church. Spirit-filled, tongue-talking church. Ephesians. Said, quit your lying, quit your stealing. Quit talking ugly. Am I in the wrong church? It must say, I love Brother Dale. So if you turn with me to, let's finish this. How did he crown him with glory and honor? By giving him dominion even over the moon and the stars. He did. I said he did. Now, next verse, please. Thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. That's put all things under his feet. You read that same terminology in the book of Ephesians. Hath raised us up, made us sit together, and put all things under his feet. Understand something. If you see yourself as a grasshopper, so does the devil. But if you see yourself an heir of God, joint heir with Jesus Christ, if you see, brother, when I speak, the angels go to work. When you see yourself, when you get out of bed, the devil says, oh, dear God, they're awake again. So many ascribe way too much power to him. Huh? Oh, you better watch that devil. Ooh, you're going to make him mad. He's already mad. He's going to hell. Amen. we're made on a higher order than angels. Matter of fact, in the process of time, we'll judge angels. God created you to rule and dominate, but not each other. In the eons of time, some will rule 5 cities, some 10 cities, and some will rule nations. This thing ain't over. We're just now getting started. We're practicing now for eternity. Now, I don't know how you believe. I really don't care. I'm leaving town. But after the rapture, there'll be no more glorified people.
Well, what in the world does that mean, preacher?
Hold on, I'll tell you. Right now, before the rapture, people, when the rapture takes place, will get a glorified body. We'll be changed in a moment of a twinkle of an eye and get a body just like Jesus' body. But after the rapture, they'll be able to get saved. But they will have eternal bodies like the first Adam had before he fell. And they'll have children throughout all eternity. We think so small. God don't think small. He told Abraham, you'll have more kids than the stars in the heavens. It would take 700 billion years to have your kids on the planet. So they'll have kids throughout all eternity. And they will look at those who go in the rapture and say, oh, those are the glorified ones. God's always been a God of authority and rank. He ranks angels, seraphims, cherubims, archangels, war angels, messenger angels, guardian angels. Come on, somebody. He has authority. Man, woman, boy, girl, cat, dog, parakeet, goldfish. He has authority. He's heavy in authority. He is. And so in the Bible, as Jesus went through his ministry, he pointed out an individual that understood it. Most Christians don't understand authority. The centurion had 100 soldiers under him. But he still had to answer to his captain. The reason most Christians don't get a lot done is because they're not submitted to God themselves. Draw nigh to God, resist the devil, he'll flee. If the devil has place in your life, it's because you gave it to him. Well, I told the devil to leave. He didn't leave. That tells me you didn't draw nigh to God. Somebody say amen. We ought to quit yielding to him. Quit giving him place. Quit giving him ammunition to shoot us with. If I was here, I'm just going to preach it. He said the keys to the kingdom of above that is this. The gates of hell. He said, who do men say the Son of Man am? Who do people call me? So some John the Baptist and some another prophet. He said, who do you say? He said, you are the Son of the living God. But Jesus called himself Son of Man. So who are you? You're Son of Man. But you're also Son of God. The Son of Man and Son of God together, the gates of hell cannot prevail. Nothing they can do can stop you. But if you live in your manly parts and not your godly part, he'll thump your head. Are you listening to me? And so oftentimes people want prayer and they don't know that they're supposed to use their authority. Whatever you bind, whatever you loose, then heaven has the right to move on your behalf. Now, for example, a police officer parks his car, turns his red lights on, stands out in the middle of the highway, holds up his hand. Here comes an 18-wheeler. He can't stop that truck. His authority has a right to stop him. But if he don't respect his authority, he better use his power. Blow out them tires, he'll stop. Work with me, people. If that won't stop, he'll get on the radio and call the National Guard. We're going to stop this dude. Because he's got downtown authority and power to back him up. God said, when you bind some on earth, I'll back you. When you lose something, I'll back you. Now, where does that say? If you'll notice Jesus, oftentimes he didn't stop and pray, oh God, heal this man. He just tell him to get up and walk. Because see, he realized he had the authority on the earth. That's the whole purpose that he was born. He had to use a woman's body to come through the door. The reason Satan is a thief, he didn't come through the door. He wasn't born here. Jesus was born here. He has certain rights here. You have rights because you're born. Let me prove to you that your body gives you authority. Try to collect a bill off a dead man. You can't find his area code. You can walk up to a casket and pull his whiskers, he won't say a thing. Huh? You have authority because you're physical body. Then you have spiritual authority to cast out devils, to believe God, lay hands on the sick because of your spiritual authority. But you, listen to me, if you don't learn to judge yourself, you can't live like Charlie's hound dog. You can't run everybody down. Huh? Corinthians 11 chapter, verse 30, said, judge yourself, lest you be judged. Many in the church are weak, sick, broke, and die young. I had the broke part. But I travel extensively. In most all your churches, most of them are in need. Huh? Over half the people are sick. Huh? It ought not be so. But they're waiting on God to use his authority, and he waiting on them to use their authority. So you got La La Land. One guy said, are you one of them prosperity preachers? I said, well, yeah. The Bible said he takes pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. Don't you take pleasure seeing your kids do well? Well, so does God. Do you take pleasure when you see your child out there and scores the winning touchdown or scores the back? Come on, somebody. Or you say, I have a boy out there. Who have a boy out there? Huh? God sees you and wants to see himself reproduced in you and say, that's my boy down there casting out devils. That's my boy down there preaching. Huh? I was complaining one day to the Lord. You have to break yourself from complaining. And I said, Lord, my daddy, I was raised in a Pentecostal household. I said, my daddy never got to hear me preach. He said, boy, what's wrong with you? He's heard every sermon you preached. My daddy has heard every sermon I ever preached. Heaven is not taking a nap. They're looking over the banister as witnesses, egging us on. They're saying, get with it, Begley, get on the stick. Somebody say amen. So, one of the detriments that empowers Satan, listen to me, and most Christians don't know this, is they carry care. You can see it on them. You can see their problems on them. Peter 5:7 says, humble yourself in the ministry of the fivefold ministry. Cast all your care over on him. He cares for you. Huh? Because Satan goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. When you carry the care, you give Satan permission. Now we need to quit giving him permission. Cut out worrying. Fear comes in a lot of packages. Fear is believing the wrong thing. Job said, the thing I greatly feared came upon me. When a person worries, they're going to talk worry. When a person has care, they're going to talk care. When they have fear, worry and care is all fear, different packages. But you attract it. You attract what you talk. Amen. And actually, your own heart reproduces it. You're getting exactly right now, you're living what you're believing. You can't not. You're a believer. You might assume you're way up here and you're a $1 million believer, but you might be a 50 cent believer. Work with me, people. Unless I love Brother Dale. That's kind of weak. Now, he don't want you to be arrogant. But when it comes to casting out devils, You can't maybe, hope so, or if. Over the 45 years of ministry, I've seen preachers try to cast out devils. They ought to stay home. Oh, God. Oh, I've seen them take the Bible and just rub it on somebody. God, devil, rub it on them. Like the ink's going to penetrate and get that devil out. The devil knows who the person is that knows who they are. We've had all kinds of wrong teaching on casting out devils. We've had people, you know, yes, get in the floor and get up in a ball. You know, you're coming out of the birth canal. Cast out devils 101. Shut up, come out. That's it. I've cast out devils before, and right there in front of me and God and everything, they just puked all over the floor. I've had them throw fits. I've had them cuss me. But guess what? They had to come out. Huh? They thought they showed out a little bit, but they had to come. You know why? They know you know who you are. They know. Let me prove it to you. Seven sons of Sceva saw Paul cast out devils. They thought, huh, let's open us a shop. New kids on the block, exorcist. They call themselves exorcist. Well, they treat them a devil. And they said, come out of there! In the name of Jesus, who Paul preaches. That devil spoke and said, Jesus we know. And Paul we recognize. But who are you? He beat them up, tore their clothes off. 3 months later, they woke up out of a coma. And said, you know, that devil cast out stuff. That don't work. No, it works. You just got to have the authority. It has to do with identity. I believe at least 133 times in the New Testament, in him. I don't mean this wrongly, but I was in a church 2 years ago, January. And it's kind of an odd church. They had a cow head on the wall. Cowboy church, I guess, because the cow was there. And anyway, we preached, and guy in a wheelchair prayed for me. And that Lord got up and walked out. He's walking around the church and, I can't believe I'm walking. Well, it wasn't his faith that done it. Do you know they never asked me back? Never received an offering? Didn't ask if I, you know why? Most people, when you get down to the rubber meets the road, they want God to use them to make them look good. But you have to have a humble heart. I really don't care who God uses. The pastor would come out right now and say, Brother Baker, I got something to say. He can finish preaching my sermon. I wouldn't care. Only thing is I get the offering. Just kidding, folks. Lighten up. So there's a lease on this earth. It's ours until the lease is up. Let's say you had 1,000 acres here in this county, and you lease it for 50 years to somebody, and you prefer them to raise cotton. But they lease the land. They can raise what they want. And they raise watermelons and marijuana. Well, you didn't like that, but they got a legal lease. Whole lot with God is stewardship. He put you down here to manage. He watches how you manage, how he can promote you. You may not like this, I don't care, I'm leaving town. The two least things he watches, the two least, according to how he can anoint you. The two least are this. He said, if I can't trust you with unrighteous mammon, which is the least, money's the least. He also said in Romans the 12th chapter, your physical body, a living sacrifice, that's the least you can do. That's your reasonable service. If he can't trust you with offering your body to him and your pocketbook, he can't anoint you very much. People have the illusion. Oh, if I was a multimillionaire, whoo, I'd bless the church. Jesus said you wouldn't. Jesus said if you're not faithful with little, you won't be faithful with much. People like to hide under the scheme of, oh, if I had it, I'd do it. Well, let me tell you something. You're the one that names your money. House payment, car payment, four-wheeler payment, big screen payment. Our country in the last 40 years has become entertainment crazy. 50, 60, 70 channels on your television. Then rent this, rent that, rent this, iPod, The reason they can pay football players multi-million-dollar contracts is because people pay $3,000 or $4,000 to go to the Super Bowl. This is a lot better preaching than you are saying amen. They get mad if the pastor draws a decent salary. Huh? You can't pay your pastor too much. He's the bishop of your soul. What's your soul worth? Every church in town is preaching the gospel and give their pastor a raise. I got two amens. There's both pastors. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm using my authority. Don't think when you use your authority that you won't stir up some trouble. Right off the bat, they're gonna say, "Well, who do you think you are? I know you. You were the same school I went to." Did Jesus think too much of himself, or do they think too much, too little of him? It has to do with honor and respect. The centurion said, "You don't have to come to my house. Just speak the word only." Do you know that's where God wants to bring his church? Where they don't have to beat on the altar. Where they don't have to sell peanut brittle, car wash it, yard sale. Come on, somebody. Just speak the word only. Huh? Just say in the name of Jesus, he blesses me in the country. He blesses me in the city. Everything I put my hand to is blessed. Huh? He blessed Isaac 100-fold in a famine. But, you know, it's more least resistant to do it natural, normal way instead of believing God for it. So over the years, we've relied on different things, you know, and I'd rather see you do something than do nothing, but it's not what God has the best for. And so the centurion said, "I'm a man under authority." The reason people don't understand authority is because they're not submitted to authority. See, I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. Huh? If I had my way, I'd go to the house, sit on my back porch and get my wife a job. I'd put that girl to work. I'd watch the birds and the squirrels and my trees grow. Huh? Eat ding-dongs and go fishing. I got a farm right behind my house. I don't have to walk far. Come on, somebody. I won't do this for me, but I'll do it for him. So you can see the submission to higher authority. Actually, now I have authority. But you have so many people you can't count on. Y'all come to revival? Well, we're going to try. Give you $1 million, you go, "I'll be there." What happened? What happened? They changed their authority. Amen. Flesh dominates. The reason Jesus is so different from everybody else, he preached with a man under authority. They said, even the wind obeys him. You know the wind ought to obey you. About 3 years ago, a tornado come to our little town called Tuscia, and the school I went to is an old brick building, and I'm telling you, it tore that, just blowed it down. I mean, it looked like somebody had dropped a bomb. I believe Reba McEntire and maybe another country worship singer came there and did a benefit for that. But I'm sitting there. I mean, us humans, we're brilliant people. I'm sitting there on the TV watching it come. I looked at the house, and there it was. Right behind the house. I spoke to it, and it split and went north. My neighbor's houses tore up jack. Trees everywhere. I lost one little limb. Need to prune that tree anyway. Huh? Up the road, two people got killed. Just less than 2 miles from my house. Can I tell them that, Lord? That's when you ought to learn to be spirit-led. Chief is not always best. This neighbor friend of mine lived in an older house, rent house, and his rent went up $50. Well, he wasn't going to have it. He going to move out. So he bought him a brand new trailer house, total electric. He told me, he said, worst decision ever made because his bills were so high. So he moved out of this house because the rent went up $50. And so in that trailer house, when the storm hit, killed his wife and his wife's sister that would have survived in the house over $50 a month. Chief is not always the best. Come on, somebody. We ought to not be chief-led, but spirit-led. Not money-led or pressure-led, but spirit-led. Amen. But so many are so afraid that God can't get it back to us. But when you find out who you are, I ain't afraid of anybody except my wife, and I pay her. I've been talked about by experts. Little spurts ain't going to bother me. You got to develop some rhino hide. When you start talking faith and living faith, people's not your source. I've probably told this before, but this is where most pastors' mindset is. Called a pastor a few years ago. We had a mutual friend that said, our ministry can be a blessing to him. So I called him. He was down in Indiana. I said, sir, we have a mutual friend. He suggests I call you that our ministry can bless you. Oh, he said, we're just a little bitty church. We're all broke. We're all sick. We're all on fixed income. I said, is any of the word of God working for y'all? See, he thought he was being humble. We're just poor. Well, you might have been poor. You might have been a worm. You might have been dumb. But now you're the righteous of God. Now you're heir of the King. Now, come on, somebody, you should walk and talk and reign in life by one Jesus. Take what he's made available and rule life while you're here. I believe that's the witnessing power that's missing from the church. If everybody here was so blessed, you could pay the county's taxes, build widow women's houses. Come on, somebody. But if we're struggling to get by, can you see a king's kid struggling? The buckle on God's sandal could pay off the national debt. You just don't know how well off your daddy is. Huh? He owns it all. Huh? If he owns, that means you own it. Well, use your authority and get a little of it. I said, they're after my money. You ain't got any. We live on peanuts compared to what God has in store for us. The truth. I don't like your preaching. Blame him. He let me come. They drink any deadly thing, it ought not hurt them. Lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Many times, saith the Lord, you call on me, and it's your decision. It's your decision to bind and to loose, not mine. What you allow, I have to allow. If you don't forgive, I can't forgive. I have to deal with you according to you. If you don't repent, I can't shower you with mercy. If you don't plant seed, I can't bring the harvest. If you don't believe, the right thing, believe the wrong thing will come to you. Yea, renew your mind, saith the Lord. Begin to speak like me, imitate me, think like me, act like me, grow up and mature, and do the vengeance I've called you to do, saith the Lord of hosts. Somebody say amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now I can preach all night. But I like what that man said. He heard a message, and immediately he become a doer. You ought to get you at least 10 or 12 sayings. Sayings, speaking faith. It sounds, and right in the middle of it is the word me. So to the untrained mind, it sounds like you're arrogant. 1,000 will fall over here. 10,000 of them won't come nigh me. No plague come nigh me. Huh? Or cancer runs in your family. It won't touch me. Heart trouble won't touch me. I don't mean this wrongly. I'm not trying to be smart aleckly. But you hear so many preachers, we're not promised tomorrow. I am. He promised me long life. I'm not old yet. Amen. You're not old until the old people call you old. I'm in the youth of my old age. Satisfy you with long life. He actually promised us 120 years. 120. Some say, well, I thought he promised us about 70 or 80 or not. No, that's for those that died off in the wilderness. He promised us 120. And you don't have to be sick.
Well, if I'm not sick, how am I going to die?
If you're so concerned about dying, I'll tell you, your breath will leave. Amen. Can I tell you a little sad story? For years, I had a bad habit. I like to burn stuff. I like to clear land, pile it up, and set her on fire. I don't know why. I'm a firebug. And so I had a little fish pond behind my house, and we had it dozing and all, you know. Man, it said about 4 or 5 years, it was good and mature. I got me some diesel, and brother, I built me a fire. For 4 or 5 years, every time a fire got out, the fire department said, that vegetable's burning again. That vegetable's burning again. Well, I learned something about a fire. Understand, God is a consuming fire. That fire creates its own tornado. And what it does, it'll turn color. Red, yellow, and white. Brother, when it gets white, you better go to the house. Because it will burn the hair in your nose. If you're within just a few feet of it, it will suck the oxygen out of your lungs. It will. Well, God creates his own fire. He said, I'm a fire from the loins up. I'm a fire from the loins down. You get full of the Holy Ghost, brother. The breath of God, the wind of God. Whoo! Just blow on somebody and they'll get saved. We ought to be so hot for God, flames ought to be shooting out of the building. I'm a student of revival. In every revival, it all comes back to the hunger of the people. What we have to watch is not get complacent. What's complacent? This is the way we go to church, go to church, go to church. This is the way we go to church every Sunday morning. Well, that's just Dad preaching. That's just Brother preaching. That's just Brother Dale preaching. He's like a Western. You've seen one, you've seen them all. This is like a Western. It's called complacency. Don't let yourself get, stir yourself up. Paul wrote to him, says, stir yourself up. If you lock yourself in the basement or cellar or room and walk the floor by out of hair and quote these scriptures, she'll come out of there, whoo, like a dragon breathing fire. Huh? You'll say, where's that devil at? We're going to kick devils and take names. Amen. I believe it's in Springdale Hospital. I was with Billy Williams. That's probably been 25, 30 years ago. And there's a lady in there, we went to pray for her, and she had fluid and they're going to do an operation on her. And we prayed for her, and she got out the next day. Got healed and got out. Well, this lady across the hall, and she was saying, "I can feel the heat." And she was in there dying, and she could feel the flames of hell. And they'd give her every kind of shot they could think of, couldn't knock her out. And I went over to kind of see what was going on, kind of minister to her. And I believe she started cussing. And they asked me to leave. Well, you go stir the devil up, huh? If you got something, you're going to stir him up. I was in one hospital just walking down the aisle, and the guy rose up and said, "That Del Begley ain't no count." I said, "Go back to bed." "Well, the devil knows who you are." I said, "He does." "Well, begin to use your authority. Begin to use your authority. Call yourself debt-free. Call yourself blessed." Amen. Thank you, Lord. Brother Leon, when you come up here, I saw this. I'm going to just do what I saw. We're going to speak under the authority, and we're going to speak to your body to be well from head to toe. How many believers we have in the house?
Hallelujah.
I want you to stand to your feet.
Hallelujah.
I want you to, on purpose, stretch your hand toward our brother, and I want you to command,
yes, Jesus.
Command in your own way.
Yes,
I'm going to pray, you pray. I command in the name of Jesus, in whom I believe, in whom I serve, I command the healing power of God to flow in his body, into his ears, every organ of his body. I command you to be healed in Jesus' name. I call you healed and well in Jesus' name. Now go ahead and dance, brother. Go ahead and dance. Go ahead and dance. Go ahead and dance. Thank you, Lord. 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 There's a couple of others, so the Lord wants to minister to. Go ahead and take your seat for just a moment. Somebody's been having some trouble breathing. If you'll come, God will manifest your healing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But having some trouble breathing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, I can come get you, but God needs you to meet him halfway. You've had any trouble breathing, I want you to come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I tell you why. Because from here on out, it's just going to get worse and going downhill. You need to receive your healing now before something worse sets up. So if you have any trouble breathing, I want you to come right now. Thank you, Lord. Sister Susie, come up here. Put your hand on this lady's chest. Whew. How many believers do we have? Well, stand up. Point your hand. Release your faith. We're in this together. I command the healing power to flow into her body. Drive out every lying symptom. I command you to be healed in Jesus' name. I lay hands on you and the authority of God Almighty. I speak as the Son of the living God. I pronounce you healed and well in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, sister, did you get drunk on me? Escort her to her seat. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and sit down just again, please. If you've been having trouble with fear, if it comes in the area of doubt, worry, care, anxiety, frustration, jealousy, I don't care what the package. If you've been having trouble with fear, I want you to stand up. Now I want everybody else to stand up and point your hands to them. Now remember, you're a son. You're a son. I command under the authority of Almighty God, he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. I speak to those in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break the chains of fear. I set them free in Jesus' name. By the blood, by the name, by the word, I pronounce them fearless and free in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Now then, you that had fear, I want you to dance. Now that you're free, go ahead and dance. 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 We need to start shouting more, dancing more, shouting more, dancing more, shouting more, dancing more. Thank you, Lord. You know, it's not the devil's hard hearing, but brother, when you speak with authority, there's times you get loud. Now watch this. Shut up! Come out! You know what I put in that? Power. I didn't say, now Mr. Devil, I don't want to hurt your feelings, Mr. Devil. Would you please go away, Mr. Devil? You little sissy. Come on, somebody. The time has come for the sons to arise with healing in their wings, deliverance in their hands, and walk out the plans of God, that the world may see that you are the salt and you are the light. And yea, it pleases the Father. It pleases the Father for the world to see Christ in you, the hope of glory. So let your light shine before men, they may see your good works. So don't be ashamed to pray for the sick. Don't be ashamed when someone tells you, I got the answer, I got the answer. Someone will say, well, what if? Well, what if? Well, what if he does? Amen. Give God a chance. I said, give God a chance. Turn to someone and tell someone, I'm a son of the living God. And you can be seated. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. You need to make a decision, especially to your husband and wife, that you will help them talk better. And you just need to say, now, honey, if I get off on a tangent and start running someone down, just go ahead and slap me. We're so groomed by the norm of the world to start saying, you know, our kids don't listen. Our kids don't listen to us. Turn that around and say, I've got obedient children. Now, I'm not saying this by faith. I'm saying it's reality. All my kids are born again, baptized in the Holy Ghost. My grandkids are baptized in the Holy Ghost. Only one's not baptized in the Holy Ghost is only 3 years old, and I'll get her soon. You watch. I'll get her. I'll get her. I'll get her. I'll get her. Amen. My daughter Tamma was playing when she was 6 years old, and I was sitting there in the house praying in tongues, and she ran around, and the Spirit said, stop her, get her baptized. When the Lord speaks something, that means he's in it. I said, Tamma, you want the Holy Ghost? She said, do I get to talk in tongues like you? I said, yeah. They started talking in tongues. She's 43 years old. I thought that was good. Don't wait till they're 15 or 20. Amen. The child has no age limit on his spirit. Amen. Be an example in front of them. Thank you, Lord. Did y'all get anything tonight? Well, give the Lord your best shout. Give him a good shout. Give him glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now let's give him your best offering. y'all ain't near as enthused as you was. You know, flesh would like to say, well, the crowd is small. I'm not looking to the crowd. God can do more. He may have someone here special. He wants to haul off and do something big. I'm never moved by what I see. I'm moved by what I believe. God has never failed us yet. We've never went. Come on, somebody. He's not going to start now. Let's pray over the offering. Father, tonight I preach what you told me to preach. The authority. We understand in the earth that money carries authority. You can get things done with money. You can rent auditoriums. You can feed the poor. You can buy Bibles. You can buy vehicles to travel in. And so also our authority that you gave us is the authority. You said, I give you the authority to get wealth, to establish my covenant in the earth. He said, remember, don't forget, I give you the authority to get wealth. And so, Father, we use that authority. And we call the angels to bring in finances into this ministry. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Could we have a couple of ushers, please? You're making out a check. Make it out to Del Begley Ministry or make it out to the church. Either one, it'll go to our ministry. You're making out a check, make it out to the church, make it out to us. How many is enjoying revival? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and wait on the people. We're working on, we're in the process of getting a camera called Mevo that will live stream to YouTube and Periscope and different things. And so it won't be too much longer. We'll have our live stream going. And that'll be convenient for a lot of people. We do have, on our website, we have video. On YouTube, we have videos. On our, it pays nowadays to feed yourself. It's not that church isn't wonderful, but we live in a time where you need to feed yourself extra. Amen? And so I'd encourage you to take advantage of everything that we offer. Everything we offer is free. It's on our website and our Facebook and so forth. How many appreciate our ministry over the years? If you've ever been healed or delivered or set free in our ministry, I want you to stand. Ever been healed, delivered, or set free in our ministry? Go ahead and stand. Healed, set free, or delivered. Thank you, Lord. That's over half the population. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I want to thank you. They will live long and live strong. You didn't heal them for them to get sick now and die premature. You healed them and help them to stay well all the days of their life. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen. Now I'll give you Pastor a hand clap as he comes. Pastor, God bless you.